Shalom, Be'ezah Hashem, learned the Pehei of Masechet Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we're learning about include the question of Ben Moshe Yaseh Shliach Lo'aviv La'Koisu U'L'Kaloi, whether a son is permitted to become an agent of Bezin and administer Malkus, or to place a Nidu curse on his father who is a Rasha. Yisrael Huzru Alakah V'Alaklala, a Jew is forbidden to hit or curse another Jew. Regarding Mekalel, Eina Isa Maisa Imcha Pater, a son is not liable if he curses his father, who is a Rasha and does not observe the Torah. Machlekes regarding Hakah, whether a son is liable if he hits his father, who is a Rasha, which depends on whether we say Makshin and Hakah Laklala, there is a comparison from the Isra Hakah to the Isra Klala. The Mishnah's halacha of Hamaka of Ve'imo Eina Chayav Atshiyasa Behen Chabura, if a person hits his father or mother, he is liable only if he created a bruise on their skin. Hamakal acher misa chayef, one who curses his parents even after their death is liable. However, hamakal acher misa pater, one who hits them after their death is not liable. The machlik is regarding kuti ata mitzuva al haka'asai, where the one is forbidden to hit a kuti. Kutim, the kutim were a Gentile nation who converted under some duress. Some say that they are considered non-Jews, others say they are considered legitimate gerim, but they do not adhere to the Torah.